Evolution in the human species is total bogus, but evolution in this podcast is a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
Things have changed a lot.
Yeah.
A great deal.
A lot.
Mucho más. Things keep changing.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen.
Nah.
Things are totally random.
We used to talk about stuff.
We don't talk about stuff anymore.
I know. Well, because we talked about stuff, we didn't have any idea what we were talking about.
Yeah. So now we talk about things only that we know about.
Yeah.
So it's pretty limited. Anyway.
Because we're not going to do research on it.
No. We don't have time for that.
Yeah.
We don't even have time to record this. Yeah. I got to go.
Yeah.
This is the Unsupervised Man Podcast.
I mean, I got time to rip on you a little bit before you go.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay.
Check it out. Unsupervised Man. Hey, man.
Hey.
It's been a while.
Like, way too long.
Yeah, I know. I think it's been almost 2 months since we've...
Is it really?
...sat in these positions.
Oh, man.
We've assumed the position here in front of the computer and the mics.
In the awesome room.
Yes. So...
Yeah?
Yeah, it's been a while.
A lot has happened.
Much has happened.
Yeah.
One of the things that happened during this break of the Unsupervised Men... podcast.
Yeah.
.com. Don't go there. That's not a website. We don't have a website. So I wonder what unsupervisedmenpodcast.com.
Oh, man. We have never Googled
we
that.
We haven't. No.
Oh, wow.
Don't. I don't want to know. Anyway, one of the things that happened in the last couple months, when my mommy came and visited.
Aww.
Mommy Boo Boo Bear.
Jessica went and got her and went to Billings, and then she was here for like, I don't know, 6 days.
Yeah.
And one of the things that came up when she was here.
Yeah.
Jessica was gone to work and she was like, I haven't heard any of your podcasts for a while.
Oh, oh no.
I'd like to hear one.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Like recent one? And she's like, yeah. Okay, it's not the same as it used to be, because she hasn't heard one since, like, you know, we actually used to talk about something. Yeah, when it was really boring.
A bunch of stuff we didn't know what we were talking about.
Yeah, just, you know.
But it sounded like we did.
But we talked, you know, picked a topic and discussed it. I was like, all right. And I don't remember which one I put on.
Not that bad one. Two podcasts ago that was bad.
I don't know. It was the one where you randomly just interjected, hey, you fart a lot.
Yeah?
My mom wasn't really into it. Oh. She just kind of gave me a look like, what are you doing with your life?
Your mom doesn't approve of you being unsupervised, huh?
Apparently not.
No. She didn't think any of it was funny?
No, there was a couple times she laughed, but...
Oh, okay.
Well, Jessica and I were talking about it, and we're not really sure where my mom's sense of humor is exactly, where it lines up.
Yeah.
Because I try to think of, like, comedy shows and movies.
Yeah.
I can't think of one she likes. She doesn't like bathroom humor.
Oh, okay.
So
this show is for her.
Totally. So all my belching and you commenting on me farting and talking about poop and stuff.
Yeah. She loved cockaponics then.
Oh, my gosh. I should have gone back to, like, the great bidet debate.
Oh, okay. Debate.
Bidet debate. But... I didn't make it very far, and I was like, I gotta shut this off. It is crap, isn't it? Because I listen to every episode once after I publish it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to just listen through it, like, in my rotation of podcasts, just to see what it sounds like as a podcast in somebody's lineup.
Yeah.
And then I never touch them again.
You never go back to our own stuff.
I never do.
Is that bad, huh?
It's terrible.
Is it really?
I don't know. I just hate hearing my own voice. Oh. That's the main thing for me.
Oh, okay. So then why'd you want to start out?
I don't know. Something to do. 2 years ago. It has been 2 years.
Oh, that's right.
I think the first one was August 26th.
Oh, no way.
I believe so. Today is August 30th.
Hey.
It's been 2 years.
Oh, man.
And in 4 days.
And we're still billionaires.
Nah. Yeah. I've lost all of my money because of this. I started out a billionaire when we...
Oh.
This podcast has literally bankrupted me. I don't have an elevator in my house anymore.
What? Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
They repossessed it, right?
Yeah. They literally came in and ripped out my elevator. I haven't talked to Frankie for a long time.
Yeah. And he always gave us money.
Yeah. Yeah.
We haven't seen Tom Cruise.
Nope.
Yeah.
Dave Filoni.
Yeah. Oh, Filone Dog. Yeah, man. Oh, I miss that guy. Well, something big happened, too, during this break.
Yeah?
Yeah? Hit another 50. We finally hit 50.
Oh, yeah. Justin is halfway to 100 years old.
Do you have to say it that way?
I do have to say it that way because it's funnier.
I'm 50 years old, and I remember having to upload to Napster barefoot both ways. What do you think?
Barefoot both ways?
You know,
uphill,
yeah,
you kind of ruined it.
I did.
Try it again.
Okay,
like get the whole thing because it was uphill and snow both ways. You know,
yeah, that whole, barefoot uphill. It was kind of like a play on how.
No, close but you it. Said the exact same thing the other day when we were all in the car together, and it was much better.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
What did I say different?
You said something about uphill and the snow.
Oh, snow both ways. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I should do it again?
Try it again.
So you can make fun of me more?
Take two.
Okay. Beep. Back in my day, I was younger and I could remember stuff. But back in my day, I used to have to upload to Napster, upload both ways, barefoot in the snow. No?
Sure, that's nice.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, ow. I feel so tiny now.
Speaking of that,
that wasn't even funny, huh?
I'm sure they'll be hilarious
when you're 50.
Okay.
Do you remember Napster?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I remember poor little Lars Ulrich complaining about it.
Yeah.
Delaney, I'm only a multimillionaire.
Delaney knew what Napster was.
Really?
Because of the memes.
Oh, good lord. Does that mean that I'm old
too? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Super.
Crap.
Yeah. That's... How old are you now? 18?
Yeah, 17. No. I'm legal.
Okay.
34.
To drive? Oh, okay. 34. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Which... that was something brought to my attention, that I've been driving for 20 years.
Oh, no way. Yeah, you're right.
But... All right.
Well, at least you're a good driver.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You're an okay driver.
Oh, ouch.
No, you're pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, no.
The other day...
Yeah.
We were... I think this was the longest trip that I've been in the car with you driving before. Okay. And for the most part, it was perfectly fine. Well, no, it was totally fine.
Yeah.
But there's one thing that you do that is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Do you know?
No.
I have any idea where I'm going with this?
I move a lot when I drive. I wiggle.
No.
No? What?
You honk. Oh, at birds.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the crap is that? I was about ready to smack you and say, what are you doing?
I don't want to hit them.
They're already, most of the time, they were already on the way off the ground getting out of your way.
Except for the ones that weren't.
But you honked at all of them.
Well, yeah, haven't you had those stubborn birds that, like, you keep coming, the rest of the birds leave, but that one's just like, no, I'm not leaving, and then he waits till the end?
Natural selection. Yeah. If that one's dumb enough to stay there,
bummer. I've found that the more, when I honk, I've hit less birds.
Well, the reason it pisses me off is because there's other people driving. Well,
that's their problem.
No, you're their problem.
Why? Do you know, because when they honk all the time, that's what it's there for. It's to honk. It's to let people know or things know you're coming. That's why they put
it there. Yeah, but when other drivers hear it, they think you're honking at them. And they're like, what's going on? Is my gas tank open? Am I, you know, do I have a flat?
Could mean that, yeah.
Yeah.
And it could mean I'm honking at birds.
No, because nobody does that.
Everybody does
it. Nobody does that.
Nobody. Well, I do it.
Except for
and
you.
And I'm not a nobody, Devin, no matter how much you tell me that.
I mean, you're kind of a nobody. You're just on some dumb podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Dang it, I didn't know I was a nobody.
We're all a nobody.
Oh. You're just trying to make me feel better.
Yeah.
Just kind of weird for you.
Nothing, man.
Nothing, man. One is all. I've decided, though, since I turned 50, I want to do more singing. And more singing with you. I'm so glad you're up for it.
Oh, I remembered. I got to go back to my mom's story
for a second. All right.
Because I don't know if she forgot what the name of our podcast was, or she just misheard me, and she was like, yeah. she thought it was Uncivilized Men.
Really?
I was like, that's not bad.
Yeah. I guess it's better than like vented men. Sorry. Yeah. That would be okay.
All right.
Uncivilized men.
The uncivilized men.
Is that because she's heard the podcast and was like, these guys?
I think it's just because she knows us.
Does she know me?
I don't know. She's met you.
She wanted to look at me one time.
She wanted to look at you.
Yeah, I met her, and you weren't there. And she's like, yeah, can I look at you? I was like, okay.
Here I am.
Did she know who I am, or?
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You probably talk about me all the time, so.
Yeah, I do.
You do, huh?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't talk all the time, so. Be hard to talk about you all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got a news. You know how I get those little news breaks on my phone?
Uh-huh.
And every once in a while they like, yeah. Like I got Ohio school district wants to institute spanking again, but health officials say it creates a health risk.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, the funny ones.
I saw that one.
The best one, and I had to have Priscilla look at this because I was like, are you kidding me? Am I reading these words right? It says, designer vagina surgery doubled last year thanks to tight leggings. That was the news headlines. And I was like, I just started laughing. Well, first I was like, is that a different word than what I think it is? Like, am I reading this wrong? Does that make sense to you? Like, how about not wear as tight of leggings? Or
what?
Yeah.
What?
So you're still taking this in.
I'm still.
Designer vagina surgery doubles last year thanks to tight leggings. So it was some, plastic surgeons said those surgeries doubled last year.
Yeah.
Because thanks to tight leggings. So people are getting surgery for leggings. Like that.
What?
Does that make sense to you? Or?
Well, no. I mean, I know what it says.
Yeah. But can you believe it's a headline that was sent to me? Like,
no.
Breaking news.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Doesn't it seem like there's a lot of easier solutions than surgery?
I would think so.
Like
jeans?
Yeah.
Frankie's pants?
Yeah. Frankie's, yeah. Frankie's, you definitely don't have to worry about that.
No.
Or sweats.
Yeah.
Sweats used to be a thing. Jogging suit.
Going naked. A long
shirt.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even naked would be better, right? Than that, surgery.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Huh.
What do you think? That's...
I think I don't need to think about that anymore. Yeah,
it really hurt my head. And I... But it... But yet, in this world, it totally makes sense. Like, I totally get it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense because nothing makes sense.
Somebody makes tight shirts. I got to have surgery on my chest to remove all the fat or something. I don't know what. Or tight shirts make hair removal more doubled.
Yeah. For me, like, I would probably just wear a bigger shirt then.
Yeah. So many things. The world is just garbage.
Oh, it's terrible. It's in need of some correction, that's for sure.
Oh, hey, when we were doing apples the other day?
We were doing apples cider the other day.
I saw your gray hair. You got a lot of it, man.
I know.
It's like speckled through there. Mm-hmm. It's like if like only like one game of darts, but I was just throwing them at your head.
Yeah.
And then they would leave a gray hair. That's about how many you have. So about a game of darts of amount of gray hair. That's a scientific measurement, Devin. Don't act all weird like you don't know.
How much is that in hot dog lengths? Jessica loves like pointing them out.
Oh,
being
yeah.
Being like, I did that. I give you those.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Is she funnier than I know her to be?
Yes.
Why does she hide it?
She's self-conscious.
Oh. I gave you that one. That's good. Have I given you any gray hairs?
Probably.
Oh, yes! See, I knew I had an impact on your life. For the better. Wait.
I don't know. I'm okay with some gray hair.
Yeah. The George Clooney.
Maybe I'll stop getting carded sometime when I'm 45.
You got carded?
Yeah, I've been carded.
At 34, you got carded.
It was before my birthday, I think. But
yeah. At 33.
Very recently.
Wow. Lucky.
Look at this face.
Oh, man.
I have a baby face.
Oh, I want to pinch him. Your cheeks. Not your face, but your cheeks.
You want to pinch my face? Oh, I want to pinch your face.
Well, no, you can say that to a baby, so.
I'm not a baby. I'm a grown man.
Sorry. Sorry, you okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Oh, so you briefly mentioned when we were pressing apples.
Yeah.
Squeezing them apples.
Squeezing them apples.
I got.
Crushing them.
We
all day, son.
Stole. Man, you like really like apples. Justin is very much into apples.
Oh, yeah. What do you call it when we crushed it up?
Pressing?
No, before what? We put it in the press. Mash.
Mash.
Yeah.
Mashing apples.
Apple mash.
Love making that apple mash.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I put some. See, the cider you gave me.
Oh,
I,
yeah. Did you?
I put some Captain Morgan's in it with a little bit of cinnamon.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dope sauce.
Delish. Sorry.
Man, why do you always always got to do that?
Sorry.
Yeah, so we went to your neighbor's house.
Oh, yeah.
At night and spot lit it and stole some apples.
Not quite.
No.
It was the morning time.
Oh.
We just got some
and he said it when I did that.
You went apple picking with somebody else?
No, I'm just kidding. No, I didn't even use all of them.
Aw, did they go bad?
Yeah. But
there's still any left.
I don't have time to do another round. But we got a bunch of apples from Justin's neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what?
I don't know.
Yeah, and
it's like I live next to a pig.
Well,
why do you keep touching my foot?
Oh, sorry. It's my flip flop.
I've never noticed that we stare at each other. We're facing directly at each other.
Well, how else do you have a conversation?
Like there would be a therapist here, like, okay, Devin and Justin, I want you to face each other and tell each other your problems and why you love each other.
Like in Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Except we're, you know,
there's a chair.
It's like 5 feet away.
Yeah.
4 or 5 feet away.
You have beautiful eyes, by the way. Sorry. You do. I can't help it.
And then we took those apples and pressed them in my cider press.
Oh, it's a cool press, man.
Thanks.
Sorry I broke it.
Well, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
I mean, especially by you. You break everything.
No.
Justin ruins everything.
Like the sliding door?
Yeah.
I was so nice to that door.
Broke that. You spilled grease all over my brand new pavers. The list goes on.
It was meat juice. It wasn't grease.
Whatever. Yeah, thanks. I need to do some... I kind of want to just build a second one.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's... things that I'd like to do differently. And when I was making this one, it was totally just winging it. I had no idea what I was doing.
But that, I love the tray and this little stand that all the juice kind of flows through, and then the tray where it drips.
Oh, thanks. It's beautiful. It's all curly maple.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I found that curly maple at a antique store in Grable.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said that he bought it from a guy that was just passing through. it sounded really weird. Somebody was passing through from Washington, I believe.
Oh.
And this guy either made violins or sold wood to people who made violins.
Oh, really?
And so he had a stockpile of it with him while he was traveling.
Oh, that
just sounds really
odd.
And anyway, so the guy that owned the antique store just bought this big lot of it from him.
Oh.
And I was like, well, how much do you want? Because some of it, there was a lot of varying thicknesses. Some of it was pretty thin.
Mm.
So probably the stuff that you would actually use to make the bodies of violins. And then there was a couple of thicker pieces. And he was like, oh, I don't know, a couple bucks a piece.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, I can probably swing that.
Yeah.
Because each one of those was probably worth at least 20, 30 bucks.
Oh, wow.
It was really curly stuff. So I bought it. It was cheap. So
nice.
When I decided to make a cider press, I was thinking about what kind of wood I should get. I was like, hey, I've already got this maple.
Yeah.
I'm just going to use that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Except the apples were a lot of work.
They were. You just need apples that are in better condition.
Yeah, but not so many bugs.
Yeah.
You know, worms.
Yeah, they were, even ones we were picking off the tree were really wormy.
Yeah, I was surprised.
And and then just the time it takes. I think you need to do like a cider pressing party. And have like 10 people cutting up apples.
Yeah.
Because just doing it, the two of us, and then when I was doing some on my own, it takes forever.
Did you move the part that broke to the bottom?
Yeah.
Did it work better?
It worked fine. What I really need is a brewer's bag, which is like a cheesecloth bag to put the mash in, because just throwing the mash straight into the bucket.
Yeah.
Too much of it is squirting out through the slats. So, I mean, anything that comes out, you didn't get to squeeze that. It just...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So...
Okay.
Yeah, if... It's just... Apples are a really inconvenient time of year.
Yeah.
When they come on. So...
And did you end up mixing it with any other apples, or just the...
Just the ones that we picked. And then I added some of your honey to it to cut the tartness. Oh, really? And I don't know if you noticed this with the jar that I gave you, but...
Did it have honey in it?
Yeah, all of it did. The tartness dissipated after it sat for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I just had some a couple nights ago, and it was much sweeter. Much better.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
You think because it's starting to ferment or just get older? Or?
No, I don't think it's fermenting. And it wasn't...
finally ripening?
It wasn't sweeter.
Yeah.
It was just the tartness was cut a bit. It was really good.
Yeah. That was a good day.
Yeah.
Hey. So, I want to repeat something that you said to me recently. Well, since our last podcast.
Okay.
And see if you remember.
Saying it?
Yeah. Hmm. And what you were thinking. So, you said to me, do not put on my pants. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think I had a pair of pants just sitting on the half wall. Shorts.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were just, I came into the room and you were putting them on, like, over your existing pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what were you thinking? Like, you just didn't want me to put them on, or?
No. They're my pants.
What? But you weren't wondering why I was putting them?
Doesn't matter.
What don't if there put was on a medical
my,
reason?
Don't or... put on my pants. There's no medical reason you need to put my pants on.
Yeah. No, it's, you're right.
I'm always...
But I loved that you had to say that. There's not many friends that say that to me.
Do you go around trying everybody's pants on?
Well, I mean, that's probably for another podcast. Maybe we'll make that a segment.
People who... Oh, man.
Yeah, I would just...
People whose pants Justin's tried on?
Recently? And I can't stop that last episode of when we were talking about having no arm, but maybe just a finger. So, I keep laughing, thinking about you having two fingers sticking out your shoulder and all the stuff I would try to make you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like get the fuzz out of my belly button. Or...
No. That would not happen.
But like... And, like, surprise things. Like, people come around a corner and they see you, you know, with your finger in my ear or something like that. Just like, what? Like, just, what happened to reality?
We could go into public. Yeah. We would need hidden cameras or something.
Yes.
Because then I could, like, try to get people to clip my nails on those two fingers. It's just really hard to see over there and clip them. Could you just... Yeah. Get them for me.
Have you pick my nose or something?
No, I'm not going to do something to you with my my Why shoulder not? Fingers.
They're so funny. Well, I mean, I'd be the worst, huh? I would try to make you do stuff all the time. Hey, can you hand me this? Yeah, I would be.
I don't
but
know.
But you would be such a better friend if you had
me. I'm sorry I'm such a letdown.
No, I mean...
No, I
You're
get
pretty
it.
Good now, but if you had two fingers out of your shoulder, we would... Oh, man. We would take
we would over probably the world. Get into trouble. Yeah, we'd probably get...
I would come up to people and like, hey, you want to see my friend, you know?
I would tell...
like, hold a sign.
I would tell everybody that I'm left, you know, whatever shoulder they're on. If they're on the left side, I'd tell everybody I'm left-handed. Just like because. Go to shake people's hands.
Get mad at checkers when they try to make you like write your name on the pin pad with the right hand. And you're like, I'm left-handed. Just to, and then just be a bunch of garbly gook. But it keeps popping into my head. Just all the stuff we could do. Like. Well. We would become employees for a blind company and like putting blinds in, and then I would like come and manage you and watch you like try to put blinds up and not help. And oh God, there's so much. So that is so horrible. Man, I'm a really horrible person.
I think that's you great.
Give me a massage.
That I'm not going to give you a massage. How many times do I have to tell you?
Well, would it really be a massage or just two fingers? Sorry. It's just... I wanted to know what it would be like to put you down if you had two fingers, and I just did. I apologize.
I'm sorry that I have two fully formed arms.
You jerk.
Hands. I know.
God. I can't believe you'd do that to me.
Forget it. I'm leaving. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Had so much fun with you today, Devin.
Thanks.
It was so much fun.
Had fun with you guys, too.
Who guys?
Everybody.
You mean me?
I think we're really loud.
Oh, okay.
So we just wanted to say thanks for hanging out.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank. Okay.
All right. We want you to interact with us.
I just did.
No, not you. Oh. Them.
Oh, okay. Who?
Them. Those
I'm that the are one listening. Here, man.
What?
Oh.
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay,
yeah, that people.
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
Other people.
All right.
All right. We have Instagram.
Instagram.
And we have email.
Is that like a graham cracker? Or like a telegram. I know a telegram.
Telegram, Insta. It's like an instant telegram.
Oh, really?
With a picture.
Do you have to go down to the railroad to get it?
Nope.
Okay.
We have pictures of.
Pictures?
Yeah.
Of what?
Of things.
Oh,
pertaining
yeah.
to what we just talked about. So go look at those. Like them. Share them. Re-Instagram thing. Is that a thing? Can you re-Instagram something? I don't know. Unsupervised men underscore podcast or unsupervisedmenpodcast@gmail.com. Check it out. Tell your friends and family. And if you don't have any, tell a random stranger on the street.
What's the AOL address?
We don't have one.